film that in.
Hey everybody, what's up? Seth the Colby Show. How you doing out there? Seth the Colby. Sunday.
That's a good opening.
Okay.
That's a good intro, man. So we done? Oh, yep, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Yeah, we're over. Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Yeah. Hey, y'all out in the
hey, Base of Brain, Twitch swim team. Good to see you. How y'all doing? It's Sunday. It's June.
It's June.
It's gross. It's hot.
It's June number two.
I am so... Dude, it's such an old man thing to say, okay? Mm. And I know it's an old man thing to say, but I am so mad that we had, like, 2 degrees... Or 2 days of nice 60-degree weather.
Yep.
Then we had 2 weeks of bukkake storms, and now it's 100 degrees out.
Oh, yeah, but now it's going to also storm again this entire week.
Like, I'm so. Not... No.
I know. How do we riot against the weather?
God, I'm so mad.
Who do we talk to?
Who do we pick
this?
It? Do we pick it? The Lord?
I think so.
I don't know what we do.
Do we go to churches and just stand outside with signs?
I don't feel like that works.
I don't think it would.
I do remember we both went to church a lot in our younger years, and I don't remember it being that horrible.
Isn't there like a weather thing that the government's doing that creates weather events?
Taylor would have something.
SARM?
She would be like,
no, it's not SARM.
Taylor would be like, they're programming pigeons to poop on clouds that would make it rain more. Yeah.
There's something up in like the New York area that's apparently a weather controlling center. I don't know.
Like they control the weather?
Yeah.
That's not a thing. Because if they are... They suck at it.
They really suck at
also,
it.
Also, how much of an area could that really... Like, wouldn't that be
dude,
a great...
It's like a football-sized, like, patch of grass with a whole bunch of just tall satellites.
So it's a small little area? Or,
yeah,
or...
and that controls the weather for the entire world? No.
Like, don't you think you could weaponize the weather if you wanted to?
Yeah, man, bring on Geostorm, man.
Like, that would be...
Bring it on.
That would be the best way to annihilate an enemy combatant without taking any blame. Because, you know, if, like, a lightning just struck Osama bin Laden, what are you going to do? Blame Allah? There's nothing you can do, man.
Blame Allah, man.
There's nothing you can do, you know? You serious just there? Big Syria-sized tornado comes right down on Syria, lifts back up. Okay, I mean, I guess that would probably kill a lot of innocent people, and I guess you'd probably want to avoid that, huh?
Yeah, I think that's the whole plot of Geostorm.
Is
you're describing right now.
Wait, they did it for war?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was just like 2012 and it was
no,
just
it like opens on Syria and just people being frozen in a desert.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little did you know that's how it actually happened. It might have been. It would be pretty sweet, though, honestly, if SEAL Team 6 threw lightning at people.
Yeah, Thor's on SEAL Team
6. Dude, that would be sweet, dude.
Man.
That would be awesome. I mean, we wouldn't know because they're not allowed to talk about
mm-hmm.
it, right?
Mm-mm.
That'd be cool.
Dude, I want to see fucking Endgame again.
I do too.
Really bad.
I do too.
It's already out of the theater, isn't it?
No.
It's out of IMAX.
They can't take it out of the theater because it hasn't been the number one movie of all time yet, and they can't take it out until it hits number one, right?
It's not?
No. Avatar's
really?
Still winning. I think it's a hit by like 150 million. It's
that's
like
not
almost,
much,
yeah,
though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But if they take it out of the theaters, then, you know?
No.
Yeah.
I thought that was gross all time.
No, it's just theatrical run.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
fuck. Well, we need to like form a like a society, a pact.
I don't think we could do that.
Get on our free folk and be like, you hate Game of Thrones? Here's Avengers. Let's go see it. And make it number one.
I don't think that's gonna work. I feel like that's not really a common thread. But yeah, Swim said I want to know if I got his package. I haven't yet because my PO box isn't open on Sunday. That's business hours, so I'll go tomorrow morning. Yeah, that's great.
Still using that piece of shit?
I mean. It's free for me, so I'm going to use it, you know.
And I'm going to cancel it.
It's not that big of a deal right now, because it's summer. We could just go. You know, I could send Chris.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, you know? There you go.
But back when I had one car, mm-hmm. you know, that was a big deal. But now, not so big of a deal.
Gotcha.
No, not so big of a deal. Also, no one sends us anything, so.
You get stuff.
I mean, I get stuff occasionally. Occasionally. No one sends anything for you. I keep telling them to send stuff for you. Bad, like used underwear or something, they never do it. I'm very sad about
that's
it.
That's okay.
What are, I know that you're okay with it, but I'm a little disappointed.
I can live with that.
I'm a little disappointed, man. But we have nothing to talk about today.
Fantastic.
It is Sunday. It's hot. We're drinking mimosas again. So this is a HERS glass.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Got me a glass that says HERS on
yeah.
it. Okay.
HERS sip happens. I don't get those cups.
They were a wedding gift.
I don't get it.
They hold,
like, I get the shit happens thing, but it makes no sense.
Well, there's a his and a hers, and the his is a beer glass, and the hers is a wine glass.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a play on words, which makes it funny to normal people.
Yeah, but I read it as hers sip happens.
Yeah, but if you... It's like those live, laugh, love things you put on the wall. No one really knows what they mean, but people accept them in our society.
Dude, you live and you laugh while you're living, and then you also love while laughing.
Except
while you're living.
Except we don't do any of that.
No, we laugh occasionally.
Reluctantly live.
That's about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have to love in order to be accepted.
Yeah, because if we were just pure hate-filled beings, we'd probably get like sentenced to jail.
Yeah.
Or
why
something.
Don't we have live, laugh, yeet? Why isn't that a sign for us, man?
I bet you it's out there, man.
Yeet, yacht, yote. That's I what bet it should, you it's out put there. That. It should be. We should make it. If it's not, put it on a shirt.
I'm going to poop during this show.
Really?
It's going to happen.
Oh, we'll use the BR back. We'll be right back for that.
Yeah, maybe.
I just said BR back, by the way.
BR back. It's the same amount of syllables.
Hey, you know, last year.
Yeah, last year.
On the next Sunday, but last year,
mm-hmm.
we covered the E3 press conference
mm-hmm.
for Xbox.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I can't remember.
I can't either.
I thought that's when we saw that weird game.
Well, it is, but I mean more like, how did it go? Like, do we want to do it again next Sunday? Because here's the thing. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to stream it. Do we want to stream it here? Do you want to come? Or do you want to not come and I just stream it on Z-Swings? Because I kind of feel like it went well. Like, I think you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't. Remember?
We can do it again.
I don't remember, but it's
the only reason why you didn't want me there for the other one after that is because I'm just going to make fun of things.
Yeah, but it's Microsoft. There's not a lot to make fun of. Okay, there's got to cool. be. It's got to be pretty much just Halo.
Gotcha.
I think it's Forza.
That sounds really boring.
I don't know what else they got. So, yeah.
You know what's tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
WDC or whatever the. Fuck.
Oh yeah, I saw some tweets about that, mm-hmm. dude. Who cares?
Dude, new home screen.
Really?
That's what's rumored.
For the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? What's up, Fresh? Who cares?
I'd care.
What are they going to do?
Dude, add, like, widgets and shit, man.
What's a widget?
Like, instead of opening the weather app to see your weather, it would just be a widget.
So here's what they're going to do. They're going to add watch face complications to your phone.
What the fuck's that mean?
Like, they have these things called complications. So, like, this watch face here, it has activity. This is technically a complication. Okay? Like, it shows details about an app without having to go into the app.
Ah.
And, like, I can go in here and I can edit it and change it from activity to be, like, my calendar, or there's my heart rate, or the weather for the week.
There you go.
That's all they're going to do.
That's literally what they're going
to
do.
That's good. They're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to call it complications because they got to make it, ironically, complicated. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. So, who cares?
It's literally Android. They're changing into Android.
I'm not going to upgrade. I don't think I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it. I want that shit.
Yeah, but you got a newer phone than me.
Yeah, I do.
My phone today went from 100% charge to 25% charge over an hour and a half of use. That's bad, right?
That's pretty
bad. That's bad, right?
Yeah, yeah. Man. You know, yeah. You can get a new battery for like $100.
No, pass. Pass on that.
Maybe it's $30?
I'm going to pass on that. What's up, Menace? Thank you for the raid, man. Welcome in, everybody, from Raids. Listen, I know there was a raid. Okay, I heard the... All right? We don't live our lives around raids.
I didn't hear it.
Okay. I know there was a raid. All right.
I didn't.
Menace is still playing Sekiro. Just hurry up.
Really?
And beat that game, dude.
That game.
I feel like that game. Like I can't talk about this on my stream because people get mad at me. But like I can talk about it here. It's a safe spot because you hate.
Yeah.
So anything that I hate, you'll just hate along with me by default.
Uh-huh.
I'm
turning this off. Why not turn this off?
I don't know, man.
I don't either.
I really feel like that game. Was really hyped and then it fizzled out. Like, I hear nothing about it anymore. You know? I feel like it really went away.
Yeah, man. It died real quick.
Like, I still hear about Dark Souls constantly.
Was in.
I don't hear anything about Sekiro. It's like... I don't know at what point someone deems it a failure, but I feel like... Like, if this happened with, like, a movie, you know, like, say Godzilla came out,
mm-hmm.
and it was really big last weekend, but then no one talked about Godzilla ever again. That would be a failure. Or maybe what it should be, actually, Godzilla's not a good example. Star Wars would be a good example, because this is like a huge franchise of video gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's got this huge pedigree. Imagine The Force Awakens came out. Everyone went and saw it that first week, and they were all hyped on it. And then after that, no one ever talked about it again. Not hatred, just complete ignoring it.
Yeah.
Like, it just, it might as well not exist. And I feel like that's a failure. But like,
I mean, that's kind of what's happening with Game of Thrones right now.
Yeah.
I thought there was going to be way more content from people just ragging on it. And there is a lot, but I mean, it was in the first week. I had no new videos.
Yeah, I think everyone's entered the acceptance phase at this
point.
Yeah,
I think everybody just didn't care.
I literally read a thread today on A Song of Ice and Fire. Not even the Free Folk Hatred subreddit, the actual Game of Thrones one. And it said, why does everybody hate Season 8 so bad when Season 6 and 7 are arguably just as bad? And like, all the comments are basically like, you know, everyone thought there was going to be a satisfying conclusion, so they'll allow a bad journey if they think the destination's going to be great. But now all these people are going back and rewatching it and realize that it's actually been bad for several seasons, and I'm just like, yes! Yes! Vindicate me!
Season 6 wasn't horrible.
I don't remember it. I checked out so hard when that High Sparrow showed up. Like, I can't tell you how hard I checked out.
I was 5.
That's what I checked out.
Wasn't it?
I don't know. I think it was 5. I think it was 5. Because was it 6, the first one with truncated episodes, or did it still have 10?
It still had 10.
Okay, so it was...
It might be 6.
10, 8, 6? Is that the episode
Actually,
count?
It might be 6. I can't remember. Because I'm pretty sure Cersei blowing up the Sept was into Season 6.
Yeah, that's into Season 6.
So then, yeah, Season 6 is Sparrow Man.
Yeah, but didn't he show up in Season 5?
I think it was 5 and 6.
He took over all of Season 6? Like, I remember Season 6 was just literally no one could do anything because there was some old man telling them that they couldn't do stuff. I couldn't take it. I just didn't. Because Season 5 also, I think what happened was Season 5 started with the desert people, which I cared nothing about.
Yeah.
I cared so little about the desert people. I actually think I can remember the exact second I stopped caring. It's when they sent Jaime and Cersei's daughter to the desert, and I go, I didn't even know they had a daughter. I care not. And I think that's when I checked out of the show.
That was like season 4, man.
And then it kept checking
season
out.
Season 3 or 4.
Because as the women were doing their sand snakes and whipping their boobs out, you know, that's what kept me interested, but I did not care. You know? And then the old man showed up.
Yeah, season 3 is when Tyrion sends the daughter away.
Pass.
But then you don't see her for a whole season. Then you see her again in season 5.
Whenever Jaime went there.
Yeah, that's season 5.
That was when I was like, I don't care about his daughter. Mm-hmm. They never talk about his daughter the entire series. And then all of a sudden, oh, she might be having a bad time. We better uproot everything and go there. And then some old man's going to show up and be like, love the Lord. Which, by the way, all the Lord stuff had nothing to do with the entire series. At all.
None.
Nothing at all.
None whatsoever. You don't know if the god real, not real, the Lord of the Light, the old gods, Light of the Seven. No idea, man.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
It doesn't matter, so. Yeah.
Bran is a
That's
tree.
What I checked out. So it makes me feel good to know that people are starting to rewatch it and realize that all that junk kind of meant nothing.
And well, yeah,
I feel like a fortune teller that I was like, this means nothing. Except the irony of it is that even I was wrong. Because the reason I said this means nothing is because I thought the Night King meant everything, and then it turns out that actually really didn't mean that much either. So actually nothing meant anything.
So Cersei didn't mean anything either.
No one meant anything.
Mm-mm.
Really.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's horrible. It's the worst show ever.
Because even if you just pick
so many plot lines,
right.
It does not pay off any one of them.
Because even if you pick the people who said... Like, even if you pick Bran, who objectively came out the best in the entire situation, most of his arc, 90% of his arc, meant nothing.
Yeah. There was no reason he needed to be the fucking tree.
The only reason he became Branch is because it lured the Night King to him. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
They went from 4 episodes of Hodor dying for him to sit next to a tree and warg into a raven and play Flappy Bird while Arya did all the dirty work.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happened, so. Yeah. But pass. So, but yeah, anyway, Sekiro, I think, overrated. Okay? Like, I actually really enjoyed Sekiro, but I think at some point, I think someone's got to come out and say it. Sekiro is a letdown, I think. I think someone's got to come out and say it.
Apparently.
Someone's got to say it.
It just wasn't in depth enough? It wasn't hard enough, you think?
No, I just think it's, well, here's what it is. Here's the problem with it. Dark Souls is Dark Souls. It's difficult. It has all this lore. It has all these. It has all this atmosphere, mm-hmm. And it has this perfect playstyle that's been worked out over 5 different games, from Demon's Souls, Dark Souls, Dark Souls 2, Bloodborne, Dark Souls 3. They're all basically the same game. Okay,
right?
Like Dark Souls 1 and 3, in my opinion, are so similar. You could call Dark Souls 3 an expansion pack. and it would be the same thing. Because it's the exact same game, just updated with new things.
Gotcha.
Okay, there's very little difference in gameplay. Sekiro is an entirely different game. You don't play it the same way. The only thing it really has in common with Dark Souls is the difficulty. And because it's so difficult, you get people who don't like Dark Souls, they don't want to play it, and that's your audience for getting the people who like who don't like Dark Souls. Your audience is them, but they're not going to play it because it's too hard. And then the people who like Dark Souls, you know, you're going to go back to your original lover if you're obsessed with something. You know, it's like when Destiny came out and The Division came out, and everyone played The Division for 2 weeks, and then they're like, nah, this isn't the same. It's close, but it's not the same. Then they go back to the one that brought them in.
The Division?
Yeah, remember The Division?
Mm-mm.
Exactly.
Exactly. Was it Destiny-like?
Yeah.
I remember Tom Clancy's The Division.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
That's not Destiny-like.
Yeah, it's pretty Destiny-like.
No.
It's a looter shooter. The only difference is one is third and one is first person.
Also, one's on Earth. One's not.
Yeah, no, Destiny's on Earth. They have an Earth. The EDZ, brother, the European Dead Zone. And
one's
old
far
Russia.
In the future.
It's
one's
true.
Not.
It's true. But those
it's
are just
settings.
I mean, but that's like saying like one exists in a magical
you
place.
You could say Sekiro is the Asian part of Dark Souls. Like
there's no Asian part.
There's
to Dark Souls.
Souls and there's the Asia of Dark Souls, and this is it.
Well, then you could be like. Okay. Why are we arguing about this? Neither of us care about this.
No, I don't.
We're just arguing about it for the fact that we're arguing about it.
We love to argue, man.
Dark Souls is like Madagascan vanilla, whereas Sekiro is like soft serve vanilla, because it is. Exactly. But if you have an entire reserve and accessibility of delicious vanilla, why would you go to the basic stuff? You know? It's like, if you only had single malt whiskey, and that's all you had, and you had unlimited access to it, why would you all of a sudden be like, you know what? I'm going to drink this bathtub liquor instead.
Bathtub liquor.
You know, that's not what you're going to do. Like, bathtub liquor gets the job done. Technically, it's liquor. But why would you switch? You know, you're going to go back to the one that's the best. And so I think Sekiro is just going to fade into nothingness.
Obscurity? Yeah, probably. Man.
That's what I think. I think
where's
that's
Dark
it.
Dark Souls 4 at, bro?
That's not happening.
No?
No.
Never?
No. Hey man, apparently Game of Thrones man George R.R. Tolkien or whatever his name is, he's working with this people. They're going to make a new game with that guy. We read about that on the show.
Oh yeah.
How George R.R. Martin is working with From Software on a new video game franchise. So, I mean, Sekiro sold like hotcakes. Like they made money off of it, but it's not going to have longevity.
Did you see that thing like an Avengers game is coming out or something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah, we might see that at the Xbox conference.
Really?
Maybe. Maybe. But yeah, the people who made the new Tomb Raiders, not the triangle boob ones, but the new ones.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three Tomb Raiders. The first two are really good, and the third one is not.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens was the first two were made by a company called Crystal Dynamics, 80%, and then Square Eidos, Montreal, did 20%. Okay? And then the third game, Crystal Dynamics did 20%, and Square Eidos did 80%, and that game sucked. And that's because Crystal Dynamics is working, reportedly, on the Avengers game instead. So, did I not say E3, Fresh? Did I say
Xbox
conference? Yeah, Xbox conference at E3, a week from today. That's what I would, if we're going to see it, I bet we see it. They got to come out with it soon, right? Like, how much longer are we going to care about the Avengers, you know? Like, I mean, I guess it, forever. I mean, I guess if they announce it next year, we'd still be like, cool, Avengers, you know? But...
I don't want a fucking Game of Thrones game, man.
They have them. It's the Telltale ones.
Yeah, those suck ass. Those suck ass.
It is weird there's not a lot of... Like, Game of Thrones, for being as big of a piece of pop culture as it is...
There's not much...
There's not a lot of... Yeah, there's not a lot of supporting material. Mm-hmm. Like, think about all the stuff for Star Wars. I mean, is it because...
Harry Potter?
Is it because those are kids' stuff and Game of Thrones isn't?
Maybe.
Do people only make video games for kids?
I mean, I would say, yeah.
That's kind of dumb, right?
Yeah. Especially with all the kids that have played video games are now old, and there's a large market for
it. You mean you don't want to buy Game of Thrones Monopoly?
Dude, there's mature games all over the
place.
There's
Game of Thrones Catan, dude.
I saw that.
It's like $895, and it's so expensive.
Yeah, no.
It's like Catan is expensive, and then Game of Thrones Catan is even more expensive.
Which makes no sense.
Dude, they could
there's
charge for it.
There's nothing really expensive in that box.
I'm going to buy... You know what's crazy to me? On June 29th, I think, Settlers of Catan comes out for the Switch, and I'm gonna buy it. It's a digital Settlers of Catan. We don't have to do any math, don't do any counting, don't have to figure out what resources you have. Don't need to worry about Chris stacking up her cards and be like, I only have 7, you know, and me and you being too drunk to be like, okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Whatever, you know, we don't have to worry about any of that. And it's like $30. But you go buy it on a piece of paper, and it's $90.
That's ridiculous.
It's stupid.
Stupid, man.
Can't wait to play as Catan. It's going to be so great. Who would you play? Wait, there's like houses? Stark or Lannister? Dude, I play Lannister 100%. I hate the Starks.
Dude, totally. Fish people, man.
Oh, my God, dude. The Starks suck, all right? Except for Arya.
No, she sucks, too.
She does kind of suck.
She sucks, too.
They all kind of suck. They but you know what? Suck. Who doesn't suck in that show?
The Hound.
You're right.
I'll take 2 chickens.
You're right. The Hound.
Dude, you get me with that chicken line every fucking time.
Oh my god!
You're a talker.
Have you went back and rewatched?
Talkers make me thirsty.
Any of that?
Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Is it dead to you now?
It's dead to me. So much plot for no reason.
Yeah.
So much. I'm gonna go back and rewatch it eventually. Don't I'm gonna it. Be like, that goes nowhere.
What are you watching
that
right
goes
now?
Nowhere. That goes
are you the person on our site that's watching the Clone Wars?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, I haven't even been on that site in a second.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm watching Superstore. And we started Vikings, actually.
Okay, that's a better show.
Vikings is pretty good. It's why? Got the guy from Warcraft in it.
Dude, why are you watching network comedies, man? Are they really that
quick.
Good?
They're quick, they're easy, they're done. You don't have to pay much attention to them. I can watch them when I'm half-assed out, half-drunk.
I get that. Why watch a new one? Why
a
not just
one?
Watch The Office like everybody else when you want something to start?
I've seen it. I still like to pop up every once in a while and be like, what? Or ha-ha, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Chris and I, we do usually. Like, right now, we're watching Arrested Development, which we've seen. Although, we're about to go into the 2 new seasons. We haven't seen them. So, we're rewatching that for the exact same reason. Just laying in bed, we can be on Reddit and also have TV. Yeah. You know, and don't have to really have to pay attention. But we're also watching Chernobyl. So, like, we have, like, a...
How is that?
Dude!
Is it boring?
No.
No?
It's not boring. Chernobyl is, it's excellent in like a, this is really messed up type of way. Like, the first episode you watch and you're just, like, you know that meme where the guy has question marks all above his head? That's what you feel like the entire first episode. You're like, really?
That makes sense.
Because, like, they basically, Chernobyl explodes. What do you know about Chernobyl? Anything? Because I didn't really know a lot besides...
I just knew it was a nuclear reactor failure.
Right.
And I didn't know if it exploded or not. I thought it was just like a radiation leak that was large.
So here's what happens.
Okay.
Literally the opening frame is, see Chernobyl in the background, big explosion.
Oh, shit.
Okay? Big explosion.
That's not what I thought would happen.
That's literally the opening scene.
I thought that was going to be like the finale or something.
It's literally the opening scene.
Okay.
And you watch it. Like, it looks like if it looks like a bomb goes off. That's what it looks like. And a husband and a wife are just in their apartment, and he's sleeping, and she gets up to get a glass of water, and she looks out the window, and that's when it goes. And then she just sees the light, and then big shockwave hits the house.
Jeez.
Okay? And she's in this town called Pripyat. It's a Russian name. Okay? Hey, what's up, April? And Loyal, by the way. Good to see you. And turns out this guy's a firefighter, and so she's like the B character. Where you follow her as the firefighter melts down. Because here's what happens. Chernobyl disaster. And there's 4 reactors at Chernobyl. Mm-hmm. 4 nuclear reactors.
Okay.
Number 3 literally explodes. Which they say isn't possible. So you see all the people in the control room be like, I was at the reactor. It's not there anymore. It exploded. And the guy who's in charge is like, no. It's not possible. Can't explode, you're mistaken. It's radiation's got to your brain. It's crazy. And then he sends people down there to look at it. And you see people, like, open the door, and, like, the guy holds the door open. this big yellow, big radioactive symbol on it, caution door. He's holding it open because the room is like coming down on him.
Mm-hmm.
And two people go in and they look down and they just see nuclear fission happening.
Oh.
And then they walk out and their entire faces are like bleached white because they just took on more radiation than they should have ever taken on. And then the guy who was holding the door, he closed the door after they come back out and he goes, ugh. And then you just see blood pooling in his side of his body and he just collapses and dies. Because radiation melts you. It melts you.
Yeah.
And then they go back to the guy and he's like, you guys are both mistaken. The journey was too treacherous. You took on too many things. We need to make sure water keeps flowing to the core. So then he sends two people down into the radioactive infested water under the core to pump water into nothing because there's nothing there. But then that irradiates all the water and it soaks into the ground. And this is all the first episode.
Okay.
The whole first episode is just basically denial. And so then all of the people, the bigwig Russians, they get together on a bunker underground at Chernobyl to talk about the disaster and how to contain it because it's at the height. It's 1986, I think.
Mm.
So like Russia's still the USSR, and like they don't want anyone to know that this happened. They got to keep a secret on it because, you know, they don't want power. Yeah. You know, appearance of power.
That makes sense.
And so basically, they're in there, and the people. The guy who runs the thing comes in and he's like, it was a small meltdown. We've got it under control. They say the roof's on fire. That's what their thing is. Because everyone can see the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, the roof's on fire. So all the firefighters try to put it out. And there's like 15 people at this conference table. And they all just agree that they'll just put out the fire and it'll be fine. And then the next three episodes are one guy shows up and he's like, this is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first hour and a half of the series, everyone just ignores that it's bad because they put party before people.
So all these people are just
right.
dying of cancer.
And the only reason that it even got out in the first place is because a nuclear reactor, a nuclear power plant in Finland, mm-hmm. like thousands of miles away, workers went in and doing their radiation checks for them, triggered their radiation checks at that nuclear power plant. And so they go, we must have a breach somewhere. And so they go and look, verify there's no breach. So then they start calling power plants around them to be like, is there a problem? Is there a problem? You're tripping our radioactive alerts here.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally get to Chernobyl, which is like the fourth in line, and no one picks up the phone. And so the international community realizes because of the radiation that has leaked into the atmosphere from the breakdown of the thing, that Chernobyl has actually caused a problem.
Shit.
And, like, so then you watch three or four episodes of people literally melting on the inside, like, all the workers, and, like, it's actually, it's equal parts incredible incompetence, and then incredible the coming together of humanity to save the world, mm-hmm. essentially. Because if they didn't put out the fire, and they didn't, like, stop it from melting down, like, they literally talked about, they were gonna put, what they were gonna do is they were gonna dump boron on the fire.
Okay.
But they can't fly helicopters over the reactor, because if they fly the helicopter directly over the reactor, the helicopter will just fall from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Because directly above the reactor is too much radiation for anything to take. And so what they have to do is they have to fly near it and let the wind carry it. So they needed like 4,000 tons or something of boron in order to put the fire out. But the problem is that the fire goes out, it doesn't really ever go out. Just gets smothered.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it starts melting down into the groundwater. But they thought that's going to take several years. It'll be okay. Well, because the idiot turned on the pumps, it's actually a bunch of water down there. And so when it melted to the ground and hit the water tanks, it would cause a massive nuclear explosion, which would then ignite the other three working reactors and cause a nuclear explosion. And it would like kill like 2,000. It was like a 2,000-mile radius of radioactivity that would become a wasteland.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that no one could live there. Like, everyone in, like, a 300-mile radius would die instantly. They'd be vaporized. And then, like, all of Europe, most of Africa, most of Asia would be completely uninhabitable for, like, 6,000 years. And like, this... And the thing is, like, this is all stuff that really happened. So then mm-hmm. they, like, find these coal miners to, like, bore down under the reactor to build a tunnel to drain the water. And they got to, like, find volunteers to, like, go through the dark depths of the reactor to, like, unpump it. And it's, like... It's unreal to watch. So it's... I guess it's really good. But at the same time, it's like
hard to watch.
I don't know if it's hard to watch because it's honestly it's not like the people who are radioactive and stuff. It's pretty horrifying, but it's not gratuitous. Uh-huh. So it's almost too disturbing to accept. And so at least for me, I kind of watch it and I'm like, wow, that would really suck. But it's almost to the point where I'm looking at like an orc. Like, it doesn't look like something that could actually exist.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't really, it doesn't really affect me to see a guy whose face is just a blister and his skin is sloughing off, you know? I was like, what?
That sounds fun.
Pass on that type
that
of stuff, man.
Super fun, yeah.
Well, like, some guy, like, he, like, when the firefighters first arrived, he picked up a piece of graphite from the ground, which is what they line the reactor with, because they thought there was just a fire. And he's like, hey, what's this weird rock? And, like, he picks it up, and the guy's like, don't play with stuff. You know, the Russian government's going to want to catalog everything. And he's like, okay. So he just puts it down. And then, like, 3 seconds later, you just see him pull off his glove, and his hand is just a stump because he just grabbed a super radioactive rock. And the firefighter guy's like, whoa, that's kind of crazy. Keep fighting the fire. It's like, are you, what is going on? It's unbelievable. But there's only 5 episodes. The last episode's on tonight. But, yeah. Like, it's, I think the craziest thing about Chernobyl to me is that, Earth basically was 48 hours away from extinction. If it wasn't for, apparently, according to the show, 3 dudes who went down into the depths to pump out the water, and like 400 miners who dug a tunnel to prevent a meltdown into the groundwater.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, if it wasn't for those people, the world would have collapsed. Like, that's unreal to me, that we were that close to it. And we still haven't gotten to the part of the show yet where they say what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, at this point, I'm still kind of hoping that they're like, something catastrophic that could never happen again happened. Like, they ignored safety checks, or they did something wrong, or... Because, like,
No, we got a lot of nuclear power plants over here, bro.
Well, it's funny, because, like, nuclear power is the cleanest form of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like... And I feel like we talk about going anti-coal and going wind,
mm-hmm.
but really we should go nuclear because the way a nuclear power plant works, they get energy from water.
Yeah,
like they use the nuclear stuff to power the steam that powers the electricity.
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually using like nuclear power. It's just that's the way to generate the product that generates electricity.
Yeah,
it's totally clean.
Power to use water quickly,
yes.
Compared to other.
Yeah, exactly. So it generates a lot more, but it's a totally clean. It's just steam that gets put in there. But then Loyal's like until it blows up. But like if that's the thing is if Chernobyl happens again, that's bad, right? But then if we have one, why not have 12? Really, like.
The more opportunity for motherfuckers to fuck up, yeah.
Then we shouldn't have any.
Mm-mm. No, I don't. Not a big fan of nuclear. It's kind of sketch.
Yeah, you can make spaghetti fresh in there real fast. I think. Like it turned a man's hand into fettuccine. I think your spaghetti will be beautiful. But yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's funny because like the guy who's in there, like the leader of the thing, he's literally talking to the guys, and his second in command comes in and he's like, "I went there. And there's no reactor." And the guy is literally like, "That's not possible." And then he just in the middle of a sudden just throws up all over the table because of the radiation exposure. And everyone just looks at him like, "Oh, he must be stressed." Just like, are you kidding? And everyone's reporting that like the amount of radiation in the air, I think they say is 3.6, which means nothing to me because I don't know anything about radiation. But that's all the higher their counters went.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just keep saying it's 3.6, but that's actually the counters. And then they pulled out one that did like 400. And it was 400. It was maxed out. And they said it must be broke. But it's nuts to me that, like, they hid this entire thing, but another nuclear power plant, their sensors were tripped because of the radiation in the air from Chernobyl.
That's insane.
And like, I can't wait to read about it because I don't want to spoil it, so I'm not reading about it until, like, it's mm-hmm. done. But, like they say numbers in there, like, Chernobyl won't be livable like for a long time, for like 600,000 years, like a 30-mile radius around the nuclear power plant,
right,
is uninhabitable. Like there's sensors that watch for animals because if animals land there, they'll get irradiated, and then if they fly away and they drink water, it could irradiate the water. And it's like that's kind of horrifying.
That is terrifying, yeah.
So I just hope they got that under control, but probably don't.
Probably not.
Because it's Russia, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a crazy show. And then after that, we're watching Arrested Development. So it's a good juxtaposition.
Yeah, it's a good way to get out of that mindset. Well, all I remember about nuclear is that Japanese...
That was another one, but that one they contained for the most part.
Because it was close to...
Fukushima, right?
Mm-hmm. It was close to being...
A meltdown or whatever, yeah. It's bad, dude.
That's
probably fun. We probably shouldn't have them, but then at the same time... Kind of need them to generate electricity. My uncle works at a nuclear power plant. Like, he works at one that powers, like, half of Chicago. Like, it's like the top fourth of Illinois is powered by the grid from his electrical power plant. And he's, like, a bigwig there. And all he talks about is how it's mundane and it's not really – it's not unsafe. It's just, like, anywhere – he says it's probably more safe than your average power plant.
Probably.
But I also think your average power plant, if it goes wrong, like, what happens? The worst that happens, the whole thing catches fire. You know,
big explosion, but I mean that's not going to be a radiated explosion.
Not big nuclear explosion that creates a winter. That when it rains in England, it kills sheep. You know,
yeah,
that's not going to happen. You know, if Westar Energy blows up, you know,
nuclear stuff doesn't like Japan.
It's how Godzilla got created, man.
Oh fuck, man!
I need more. Load me up.
Load me up.
But yeah, I would recommend Chernobyl. It's pretty. It is. It's. I hesitate to say it's tough to watch because it's
son of a bitch.
It's not really like disgusting. It's more just like it's riveting and horrifying because it's real life. But it's also an amazing story of human failure and triumph because without the dozen people that figure out how to fix it. Like, there's one guy who basically tells them how to fix the entire thing. Like, if it wasn't for him, it'd be a bad deal.
Dude, bring it.
Why is your watch white, man?
Did I turn on the flashlight?
I don't know, man.
I did. How'd I do that?
It's just bright white. That's weird.
That was super weird. I don't know why that would happen.
To be fair, the amount of sheep in England we could probably deal with some rain-based culling. So, information. Star Wars Clone Wars coming back for Season 7. We don't watch Clone Wars. We don't watch it.
I've watched it.
I have not.
All of it.
I don't care enough about Star Wars, to be honest. Yeah, there's Star Wars right there. Lightsabers. That's what he wants. Excited by lightsabers.
It's the only thing I want.
So I've been waiting for like the last 3 days for you to tell me about your emo night.
Oh, yeah.
I need to know everything. Because here's what we did. On Thursday, Colby dropped the bombshell that he was going to an emo night on Friday. Jared was going to be behind the bar. You guys know who Jared is as much as we do. Don't know who he is. And here's the deal. Once a year in Wichita, there's this thing called Riverfest. It's a party they have. It's a party. It's basically a week-long carnival downtown is what it is.
Yeah.
It sucks. No one under the age of 40 really goes unless they pretend to care.
Yeah.
But Friday was opening night. Did you know that when you went?
Yeah.
Was it awful?
Traffic was a little bad. Yep.
What was it like, man?
It was horrible. It was so fucking dumb.
Okay, I need to be walked through it.
All right, so... I'm thinking, I went to an 80s party at the same place.
Okay.
The 80s party, people dressed in 80s clothes.
Okay.
Basically, everyone there looked like they were in the
80s.
Okay. No modern shit.
Right.
All 80s wear. So I'm like, emo night, people are going to dress pretty fucking emo.
Do you think it's easier to dress 80s because 80s is kind of in fashion right now and you could literally go to Target and buy an 80s jean jacket?
I mean, maybe, yeah. I don't know. It's a pretty simplistic
style. Also, what does emo clothes look like?
Dude, black.
Okay, all right.
Black, chains, band shirts.
And so it wasn't like that?
No. God, no. I dressed in skinny-ass black jeans, my black shoes, a black band tee, black beanie on.
Okay.
I got every single wristband I owned.
Wristbands, huge emo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agreed.
And so I'm going there.
Did you wear that one that says I Heart Boobies?
I don't have any more of those.
Wow.
I know.
It's sad, dude.
I know.
Those were a big deal back in the day.
Yes, basement. It was at Wave.
Yeah.
And it's Friday night.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, it's going to be pretty busy.
Yeah.
Not at all. There was maybe 50 people there.
Oh, that's horrible.
Jared was not behind the bar.
What a liar. What?
Everyone there just looked like they wore what they were wearing the entire day.
Okay.
There was, like, maybe five emos that
I saw. Did anyone look excited to be there, or do you feel like it's possible that you just happened to run into the regular Friday night crowd at the Wave?
I mean, maybe. I don't even think that Wave's, like, open. Normally.
Is it only open for events?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it can't be because it's... This isn't an event, is it?
It's technically an event. I don't know. So, yeah.
Is there a cover to get in?
No, this one was free.
So, it is just open.
Mm-hmm. Well, technically, you had to sign up for a ticket on their website.
Okay.
But then they didn't even check tickets at the door, so it's kind of pointless.
You know, you're on a mailing list.
Yeah.
The Basement Brain says it's open for lunch every day.
Oh. I didn't know they serve food.
Hey, Davius. Yeah, this was Friday night. Okay, so 50 people. No recognizable bartender.
Nope.
You were there for a while.
Drinks were expensive.
Yes, we knew that.
The music was god-awful.
Okay, any notable? How many times did they play Black Parade?
Like, twice. Because, because their music setup, it did not have a DJ.
Okay.
Did not have anybody picking the music.
You think they just put Spotify and hit emo?
No, they put YouTube on because they have a projector behind their stage and just used autoplay. So it went through all these shitty-ass fucking songs, repeated songs, because YouTube's algorithm is terrible.
Right.
God, it was horrible, man. I heard two songs I liked. Everything else was 2004, like, boy band emo shit, like, Metro Station and shit. Fall Out Boy. Green Day played. I'm like, what the fuck is
that
this?
Is an emo, right?
No! No, it was the worst event I've ever been to. And so there's 50 people there, but that venue can hold 3,000.
Right, 50 people's nothing.
They had the back door open, so it's just sparse.
It feels like no
one's
there.
No one's in the same space. Right. Everybody's in like these little groups that they came with.
And you just feel like, you actually, that's the most emo thing of all, is you wearing all black by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
In an empty environment.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
So great.
How long did you stay?
Like 2 hours.
Why'd you stay so long?
Because the drinks were very heavy.
Okay.
I got 3 Long Islands.
Jeez.
First one was fine. First one tasted good. I could actually drink it. The next two, however, were like drinking vomit mixed with flame.
You think they had, like, a ton of alcohol they had to go through that night because there were so few people they just started pouring the whole bottle in there?
I don't know. There was a girl and a guy behind the bar. Britt got mine from the girl from the first drink. That was fine.
Oh, so the guy is making
the
vomit and flame.
Bam! Bam all fucking day. He filled the tall cup up like 80% with alcohol and then just sprinkled the tea and lemonade or whatever's in it.
And now for the tea, and now the lemonade. All right, give that to him.
Yep.
Well, you went back for another one after that, so.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Couldn't be that bad.
It was pretty bad.
I mean, you've been there when it's full. Like, Basic Brain says it's full. It's probably the coolest place for shows at Wichita.
Yeah.
But not for emo night.
No. No, I'd definitely go back to see a concert there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That was fucking awesome.
How many people are there with you?
We had 8, maybe.
So, you guys were more than 10% of the people that were there.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
That's disturbing.
It was not popular.
Could you imagine if you walked into a club in New York and been like, we're going to be 10% of your business tonight, and then how you'd be treated versus how you were treated at the Wave? I think about that, you know?
Yeah, it was really bad.
So, are you going again? Next Friday?
Well, apparently it's on Wednesday nights.
Why was it on Friday?
It's always on Wednesday nights. They switched it to Friday this week. I don't know. Maybe because it rained? I can't remember, but
I forget their website is literally seizure-inducing.
Yes.
Like, look, what is this? This is the worst. Yeah, look at this. Hours Tuesday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 1. Sunday, 10 to 5. You could eat brunch there, man.
That's fucking weird.
That is weird. Their food looks good, man. This website, dude. What is happening with this website?
Dude, they're waves, man.
Sometimes art needs to calm down, you know?
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean, this food looks pretty good, man. Look at this food. It's like a little Mexican restaurant. Wave isn't just about shows and nachos. It's also about beer. And those things go together about as well as two things can. Boasting an always-changing lineup of flavors in the beer garden includes selections from locally brewed favorites and tried-and-true standards in the hop game.
So are you telling me it's all Mexican food?
That's what it looks like. Love nachos. Nachos, tacos, and tortas. That's what it looks like.
Weird.
It's not great for how expensive it is. I mean, look at this. The nachos are $8, one meat, one topping, and queso. $8.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
$3 for a taco.
That's not horrible.
That's pretty bad, dude.
Really?
Yeah, you can get 12 tacos for $10 at Taco Bell, dude. That's less than $1 a taco.
That's less than $1 a taco.
And you know what? Tacos always taste the same. I'm going to say it. You ever had a luxurious taco?
Yeah, man. Fuzzies.
Really?
It was pretty good. I had a shrimp taco.
Was it better than Taco Bell's taco?
Their fajita beef was better than a Taco Bell beef taco. Yeah. Definitely.
But how much did you pay for that taco?
Probably like $1 or something.
No. Fuzzies tacos are like $4.
I don't think they are.
Dude, they are, dude. I'm pretty sure. How many tacos did you buy on Friday? None, right? Four. Colby didn't even know they had food.
Yeah, no. I didn't buy any.
Yeah, Colby didn't even know they had food. Hey, man. You ever been to their shop? Gotten a Wave hoodie?
Yeah, man, you can get apparel.
Look at that, dude.
For a bar.
Look at that. You want to get this? $30?
Man, dude. It's actually pretty good for that amount of print areas on that.
Who buys this?
I don't know. Somebody with a lot of money.
$30, man! That's crazy. That is insane. All right, let's see what's coming up Colby can go to. Let's see what we got. Annie DeFranco, I've heard of her. Keelan Donovan. Ward Davis. Old school hip-hop night. Is this Friday, man? You'll go to that? Old school hip-hop night, dude.
I'll pass.
Mexican brunch on Sunday. Hot Club of Cowtown. Going to be there on Tuesday. Hawthorne Heights and Emory.
Really?
Those are actually two emo bands.
Those are
two are going to be there in 2 weeks. That's the night of my rehearsal dinner. Can't go. Sorry. And then the purple party is the day of my wedding. Sorry, man. You got to miss the purple party.
I don't know what that is.
And I'm guessing it's a party where you wear purple. Join us as we celebrate the life and music of one and only Prince. Oh, it's a Prince party. $15 at the door. Dude, they got to have spoken word, man.
Dude, spoken word slam.
By Black Soul, BLKSOL, which I'm going to pronounce because I'm white as Blick Soul. That's how I would pronounce it, so. Wichita, dude.
He's sponsored by the beer, man.
Yeah. Oh, I just realized, yeah, Black Soul. Would that be Black Sun?
Mm-hmm.
But probably not, right?
No, definitely not.
Should have had him there for emo night. I know. Well, only 50 people show up for emo night, though, so. Hawthorne Heights and Emory.
I can't believe they're still around. Didn't Hawthorne Heights have like one song?
I can't. Like, Emory is a little bigger of a band to me because I used to play them on the radio, but they were like contemporary. They were like Christian music, so I feel like they're always bottom of the barrel, but they've got to be bigger than Hawthorne Heights,
right? You would think, right?
Because, yeah, I think Hawthorne Heights had one song.
Yeah.
Emory had at least two. Okay, well, Casual Luxury was listening to Hawthorne Heights today, so never mind. We just don't know what we're talking about. We're lame. It's happening. We're lame.
Yeah, people like Hawthorne, man.
Hawthorne. I don't think I know anything.
Hawthorne.
Do you know? Name one of their songs, man. Can you do it?
No. Cannot. I can't. Misery? That's Emory, I think.
Hawthorne Heights. Ohio is for lovers. All right, here's the first one that comes up for them. This is emo right here, dude. This is so emo right here.
Hey there. I know.
Good Christ.
It's hard to feel like I don't care at all.
Dude, this is so emo. Do they play this on emo night? You think that they would play this a lot because they would want to promote their concert in a week.
You would really think that right? No one was DJing. It was you two. You see that candelabra, though?
Cut my wrist with black eyes. Is that Hawthorne Heights? Dude, every single one of those songs sounds
Saying
the same back
sorry,
then.
I think that might be their biggest one.
That sounds just like every other
one.
Song.
It's the third one.
Saying Sorry.
I feel like I remember this. Maybe. Nope. Never heard this.
Oh my god.
I can't name one song by them that I know.
This stuff did not age well.
No, it didn't.
It didn't age well. I mean, when I hear it, it reminds me of my teenage years. Like, it immediately takes me back to high school. So it's got that nostalgia, but, like, objectively, I look at this and go, that did not age okay. That is not okay.
Dude, that look, that emo look.
Yeah, it's not.
No,
it's not good.
It really did not.
If, like, imagine, like, being our parents.
Looking at us, being like, what the fuck? It's like me looking at those kids.
That's exactly what it is. That's
exactly
our
it.
Old Town Road, know, is what man. That is, man.
It's like, why do you like these fucking kids who look like Satan's dick?
But they're dressed well.
So we put a fancy condom on. Like, what?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, exactly. It's. I'm gonna take my horse to the old. That's been stuck in my head since Thursday night, by the way.
I played it for Britt. She liked it, minus the rap parts.
Well, that's not surprising. I mean,
oh, actually,
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Do search Old Town Road cover or something like that.
Okay, Old Town Road cover.
Let me see.
I'd like to apologize to the audience. We're going to get everyone.
Maybe do country cover.
Okay.
I can't remember what I searched, but I found a pretty insane one.
I like how you just rave out on this song, like rage out about it, and then. You
dude,
go to YouTube.
It's fucking catchy,
stuff.
All right.
How about
going.
This, Caleb
keep
Lee Hutchison,
going.
Dude? He's gonna be good.
No,
he's got a country name, dude. Brett Tucker,
yeah,
Caleb Hutchison.
I'm gonna take
listen
my
to him, dude.
Herner, herner. Rap till I can't. No
get to the rap part.
See, but that's the thing is, like they do the rap in country.
Go right in them boobies, cowboy hat.
He said boobies,
dude. Like that's horrible.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Hey, Caleb Lee Hutchinson's got a pretty good voice, man.
Go back. This isn't the one I want. Keep scrolling.
Click my link. What is it? What is it?
Slap chop. You-
no. Bye. I clicked it. Don't ask me any more questions.
Mercules, man.
Mercules.
Mercules.
Okay.
Check this fucker out.
What is this, dude?
Dude, he's a good rapper. That's what this
I'm
is.
I'm just trying to have a good time. Cigarette butts and moonshine. I'm going redneck tonight. I got
I'm losing respect for you the more I hear this song. I just want you to know.
Let's give it a second.
Yeah.
Take a look at what the industry did to me. I was drinking half.
Look at that. Were you expecting him to pull that shit out?
No.
I wasn't either.
I can't get past the fact that this is Tony P's setup from 2013, man.
It really is.
This is it.
Except it was like champagne, I think, not Bubba.
Hennessy, and then I had an epiphany. Got me thinking I should kill him, and I'm saying it literally. Middle fingers to my enemies. I'll give him this energy. Got a horse in the back and a goat in the front, and I'm pouring out yak when I'm smoking the blunt. And a trap with a cowboy hat and a pump, because I ain't going out like a rat or a punk. Don't be silly, man. I really got to kill him when I'm noting.
Give it, I think I was a little drunk when I heard this.
You don't say?
For the fellas, keep a knife on deck like I'm trimming down a head.
Ziggy hanging out my mouth. I got car hard on my jacket.
Like, it's got to be hard to be Mercules, right? Like, where does he fit in? Because he ain't going to hang out with the rappers.
No.
He ain't going to hang out with the country music people. Mm-hmm. Like, Mercules, you have a place here, man. The Outcasts, if you need it.
Those got 11 million views.
I mean, I'm sure he's doing fine, but it's also got 10,000 dislikes. That's a lot of dislikes.
He's got 250,000 likes, though.
It's not a great ratio.
That's a lot.
It's not a great ratio.
That's a good ratio.
Shot and edited by Sam Donkor.
Dong.
Reproduced by Nigel Childs, mixed and mastered by Nato Down.
What if it said unofficial Tony P?
The number one comment on here is black guy does the country song, white guy makes the rap remix, Twilight Zone. second one is showed this to my horse.
Oh god.
Oh good lord, dude.
Yeah.
The internet's a bad thing.
It really is.
It's a bad thing. We were better off without it.
I watched a YouTube video the other day of showing like a simulation of natural selection.
Okay.
Fucking the math, man.
Why would you look at that?
I don't know.
That's like an Acid Cat video.
I know. I don't know why I watched it. I was like, who does this?
This is our speed. This is guy wearing a cowboy hat, singing in the closet, into a Budweiser stuff.
Definitely show the video I watched to like students because it was fucking crazy.
How do you know they don't?
They might.
You ever get the feeling that like when you see that stuff? That it's fake news, propaganda.
They're just making up.
Yeah, like you, like if Acid Cat watched it, she'd be like, "This isn't correct." But because we're such dummies, we just assume it is. And maybe that's why it's not played in colleges, because
it's incorrect.
It's incorrect.
Nah, this dude was smart.
Do you hear that buzzing? By the way,
I hear the fan.
I hear buzzing.
I hear.
You know what I think it is? I would go fix it, but I think it might hurt your ears. I don't think. Oh, it's getting louder.
It's getting worse.
Yeah, it's getting. I know exactly what it is. I know what it is. The audience can't hear it, but we can. It's a headphone cable.
Where?
Here, I'm going to solve it.
I don't want it.
You got to take your headphones off. It's going to blast you. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
It's going to blast you.
I took them off. Did it fix it?
Yep. It's fixed.
What'd you do?
The cord back there just buzzes. You know, you gotta jiggle it and then it stops buzzing. That's all it takes. That's how you fix cords, man. It's audio engineering 101.
Jiggle them.
You jiggle it, it fixes it.
Jiggle my cords, man.
I touched my glasses with my finger and now it's greasy.
Nope.
Fresh. I'm not clicking any of your links. It's not gonna happen. I'm gonna clean my glasses. This is the type of entertainment we want.
Yeah.
Like this?
Clean those glasses, bro.
You like this?
Clean them glasses, man. Look at you cleaning them glasses. That looks real nice. It's real nice and sultry like, bro.
Ah, look at that. Fresh said it relates to the subject. What are we even talking about?
I don't know.
There's no subject right now that happened.
Country, the internet, I don't know.
I'm not clicking it. Okay, here's what we got. I got two topics.
Sweet.
One is a trailer for the next Pixar movie.
Okay.
And one is a picture of something in space.
Okay.
Which one do you want?
Movie.
Okay.
I haven't seen this.
Is this
the one with Chris Pratt?
I haven't. Yes. Chris Pratt and Spider-Man, both in this movie.
That's right. Unicorn, strong start.
In the times of old.
Mermaid.
Awesome. Is that a mermaid unicorn?
We had two moons, apparently.
Morning!
Morning!
Okay, it's a centaur.
Hey, get back to work!
So it's like a land of mystical creatures?
Yes.
Okay.
Blizzy, down! Oh, sorry, I didn't get a chance to walk her. Oh, bad dragon. Back to your lair.
Do we really need this every time? Like, don't you know what Pixar is at this point?
Come, dear brother, our destiny awaits.
Okay, I'm coming.
I see you've brought sustenance for our adventure.
No, it's garbage for the trash can, and you left the lid off.
Oh, shoot. Get out of here.
Shoot, get out. Hey.
Did the hissing unicorn get you?
That got me, dude. That got me.
We're going on a grand and glorious quest.
You think Chris Pratt talks like this the whole movie?
I really hope not.
It's totally a quest.
What world do we live in where Tom Holland is built above Chris Pratt and Julia Louis-Dreyfus? Like, is that better agents, or, like, what is that? Like, how does that happen?
I don't know, man.
That's crazy to me. I mean, that looks...
Was he in anything before Spider-Man?
Not anything I think that's
Yeah, I don't think so.
That does look good. Like, I'm interested in it, but... Okay. See, I just want to see if you agree with me. Do you think that there's a happy medium we need to get to where we get trailers like that to tell us nothing and trailers to tell us everything? Because I feel like that's not enough, right?
No. The premise is that it's magical creatures living in our society.
Like, I still want to know a little bit about the plot, right? A little bit?
A little bit. That would be super nice.
Just a little bit? I mean, I guess it says March 2020.
Who's Billy Elliot?
Well, that was on stage, right?
Tom Holland.
Because Tom Holland was like a dancer or something. Let's see what he was in. Let's see. Film. First movie he was ever in was Arrietty, where he was in the English dub. Then he was in the movie called The Impossible. I remember that. Didn't that have Naomi Watts and Obi-Wan Kenobi in it? And it was about the tsunami? Remember that movie? The tsunami movie.
No.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, Naomi Watts, Ewan McGregor, Tom Holland. He played the kid in that movie, like their son. Okay, How I Live Now, no idea. Locke, that's that movie with Tom Hardy, where he's driving, right? Right? Yeah, see, Tom Hardy driving movie. Come on, dude. Come on, man. Keep up.
I don't know any of these fucking movies.
Billy Elliot, the musical
of
love.
Z, bro.
It was a cameo appearance in Billy Elliot. Then he was in The Heart of the Sea. Then Captain America. Then he was in Captain America Civil War. So, no. He hasn't been in anything until he decided to be Spider-Man. And now, all of a sudden, he's billed more than Chris Pratt. That's crazy.
Hmm. Mad Max? What?
Mad Max. Where you see Mad Max at?
I don't know. That's what Fresh said.
No, not Mad Max. This trailer is not interesting. It's interesting enough to make people interested. I mean, I don't know.
That's the baseline of
the trailer,
right?
I don't know if that's true, though. I don't know if I'm more interested in it now than I was before.
Yeah.
Because I think I was interested when I heard Chris Pratt, Pixar, Tom Holland. I think I was interested at that point.
If anything, I'm less interested if Chris Pratt's going to talk like Thor the entire fucking movie.
Yeah, that was a really bad voice, right? It's got to be fake.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt, I talk like this. The Tom Hardy driving movie was called Locke. Locke. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, Tom Holland, man, he got hit with the lucky stick. You think he's the next George Clooney?
No.
You don't?
No.
He might be, man.
No, he's not. It's Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson is not the next George Clooney.
He's confirmed as the next Batman,
bro. That does not make him George Clooney.
I think it might.
No, because that would make Ben Affleck George Clooney. Or Val Kilmer George Clooney. What's the... Val Kilmer is clearly not George Clooney. There's no... there. It's not even close. Val Kilmer might be dead.
Bale, bro?
Val Kilmer might be dead.
He's not.
He might be?
He's not.
Are you confident?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to look it up because I'm pretty sure he's alive.
Piss me off, bro.
No, he's British. He's telling you, like, to go away.
Oh.
April says you're going to hurt your neck.
It's already hurt.
Taron Egerton, next Clooney. That could be. Ooh, I could see that. Yeah.
Fuck no.
That could be.
Absolutely not. This fucking, whatever the movie he's in.
Elton John movie? Yeah. Rocket Man? That looks good, dude.
That is going to fucking blow.
No, I think that's going to be the movie that Bohemian Rhapsody should have been.
It's going to be so bad.
I think it's going to be good, man. I'm excited to see it.
I'm not at all.
What are you excited about?
Nothing.
Okay, well, that kind of...
Spider-Man.
You're excited? Spider-Man. You're excited about Spider-Man?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
So, you know that his contract's up? The Marvel owns Spider-Man contract's up?
Yeah.
After, not this one, but the next one?
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to buy it?
Marvel?
Disney?
No. No.
No?
I don't think they can.
They could offer.
I don't
can make an offer.
I don't think so.
I mean,
I think they'll just extend the agreement that they have right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I that's what I think.
I don't know, man.
Are you okay?
What neck?
What's wrong with your neck?
Dude, everything, man.
April, thank you for the 200 bits. You the big D. Thank you very much. Enjoy the store. Thank you. What's wrong with your neck?
Everything.
Everything, okay. You've been working out still?
No.
Why do you even work out at all?
I don't.
No, but you did. You ran last week, you said.
Yeah, but that's not working out. That's running.
Well, have you been doing that?
No.
Okay.
It's the weekend, bro. It's my time off.
What about since Thursday?
Friday is technically a weekend.
Okay, man.
It's the start.
All right.
I get 3 days.
Yeah, but, yeah, okay.
I've only had 4 beers in the last week.
That's pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
Were those all on Thursday night?
Those were all...
No, Thursday you had vodka. See, you're still
all last night.
You're still drinking though.
Yeah,
just not beer.
Yeah, beer's the worst. It makes you bloat.
Okay, why were you drinking last night? What were you doing last night?
I was at Side Pockets.
You like lived the life of a celebrity.
I had the best fucking pool night I've had in a long night.
What's a pool night?
Me shooting pool.
Oh.
I had the best night last night.
I didn't even know you shot pool.
Yeah, man, I'm a good pool player.
I doubt that.
I mean, I'm really bad, but last night I was kind of good.
Who are you playing, Pinella?
Yeah, we had other friends there. I think I beat him. I beat Pinella.
You don't remember. You were too drunk.
Pretty sure. Well, there was a lot of fucking people scratching on eight balls and hitting the eight ball in early. I didn't
Well, you win all those games, don't you?
Yes, but, I mean, that's like an asterisk.
Well, is it?
No, but it.
I mean, at the
at
one turn you automatically win, but at the second turn, even winning if they don't do that, you're playing against opponents who are so bad that they hit the eight ball at every time.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really. It'd be like Michael Jordan like bragging about beating some fifth graders.
Right.
It's not really something to flex about.
You know.
Okay.
It was all right.
I'm worried about you.
Why?
I don't know, man. I just...
Living the life of a celebrity?
Well, I feel like you're living the life of a celebrity on the weekends, and then you're living the life of a slave during the week, and like I feel like that's bad for your psyche.
No, live for the weekends, man. That's what you do.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's what you do. If you want money, that's what you do.
Is that what you do?
That's what you do.
Okay. Okay, man. Chat, look at... This is the face of a broken man right here.
It's called adulthood.
You hate it, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I took for granted way too much being a 16-year-old.
Oh, my God. I'm just laughing at his pain. I feel so bad. Hey, man, there's no need to lash out at me, okay? I'm on your side. Let's talk about this space picture, okay? So this right here on
That's
the...
That's a big dick.
So...
It's like two big dicks.
So on the right side, you've got, or on the left side, you've got the Pillars of Eternity, a celestial object taken by Hubble. And on the left side, or the right side, you've got the Pillars of Eternity taken by some amateur photographer in his backyard. Okay? And like...
You fucking kidding?
Like, the Hubble one is clearly better.
Yeah.
Okay?
But it's also a billion-dollar telescope
space. That's exactly what my point
is,
yeah.
Not some dude with a big old telescope in his backyard.
Yeah, so, like, is it wrong of me to be disappointed in Hubble?
Like, you're telling me we couldn't have just built Hubble on the fucking ground and taken the same damn picture?
Like,
does it have to be launched into space?
I mean, this picture is definitely better, okay? Don't get me wrong, it is clearly better. But, like, is it a billion times better? The guy said that he took this with $4,000 worth of equipment. Is what he took this photo with. Like, you tell me in 10 years it's not going to be even better than that?
Right.
Like our amateur stuff?
That's pretty impressive, though. So, what do you think that is?
Well, here's what the top
just
comments
clouds
are.
Of gas?
So, hold on. I don't. It's a star maker. Okay, so it says, this is what $4,700,000,000 in equipment will get you versus about $4,000. And the Hubble's way better.
But not that much better.
It's not that much better.
Amount of money-wise, it's not that much better.
It's not that much better.
No. That's crazy, though, man. Don't you just, like, want to float through that?
Dude, it looks crazy, right? It says, my first effort is imaging the specific wavelength of light to cut down on the light pollution, so I set my sights on the famous Pillars of Creation within the Eagle Nebula. The nebula is an active star-forming region, so you can actually see the stars being formed in this photo. This is an updated version of the one I posted at different subs this morning with better displays the pillars. It's about an hour of acquisition data, around 30 images ranging from 60 seconds long to 5 minutes, using HAOIII and SII filters. For more space stuff, come find me in my Instagram, blah, 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 blah. So he used these three pieces of equipment. He used the Celestron Edge 800, so this thing, a $1,400 telescope thing. He also used the Skywatcher EQ6R Pro computerized equatorial mount, so it's a tripod that follows the sky.
Mm.
And then he also used these astronomy cameras. So this is $1,900, the tripod is $1,400, and the telescope thing is $1,400. And he got this picture. Like, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good, man. But I mean, the Hubble's old, though, right?
I mean, yeah, it's old. And again, that picture is good. But, okay, so I thought about... Okay, here's the thing. When I thought this, I thought the same thing. I'm like, it's in space, it's old. You know, Hubble isn't even supposed to be working anymore, right? Like, it's supposed to be, like, decommissioned by this point, but it's still sending back images like a god, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But Minnis just said it. Time to get our money back, tear it down, launch the 40K one into space as a replacement. Is it because it's in space is why it costs so much money?
Yeah.
Is that why? That it's got to go to space and then relay pictures back?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me this. And maybe Acid, you know, Acid's in chat. She's a smarty. Okay, maybe she can answer this question. What do we learn from this Hubble image that we can't learn from the other image? And is that knowledge worth $4 billion extra dollars? Can't we just have Radio Shack Joe here in his backyard in Tuscaloosa take a picture of it for $4,000 and we can get the same type of idea as we did from the Hubble?
$4 billion for color shading.
Like, I mean, is that ignorant of me to say that, or?
No. But, I mean, give it in the time. When the Hubble took that photo, there was no way Joe Schmo in his backyard could take that photo.
Agreed.
There's no way.
So, are we building more telescopes then?
I don't think we care. Like, the Space Force happened, I don't know what it's
doing. I mean, should we care if Joe Schmo in his backyard photos like that?
Did you hear that sidetrack? Did you hear that one of the SpaceX Dragon crew ships exploded?
I did not.
Yeah. It was an anomaly. It just literally, it docked with the fucking ISS. And then,
oh, it exploded in space?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
bad.
On
the way back, it exploded.
That's bad, right?
Yeah, that's fucking bad.
But it's unmanned, right? Yes, okay.
But what if it was fucking attached to the ISS when that happened?
That's bad. It's like Chernobyl, but in space, right? Okay, so Acid says, what's up, Bad Juju? Acid says, so this picture is colorized. The pictures that they take help us understand what the universe is comprised of on an atomic level by looking at spectrometry. Okay, so let me ask this follow-up question. Why do we care what the universe is made out of? Just for knowing?
Yeah.
I mean, if knowing is the answer, I guess that's okay. Like, it's fine to just understand why we exist. That's fine, but like...
But really? $4 billion?
$4 billion, you know.
We could build the wall for that, man.
So Minnis says we should build smaller, stronger telescopes instead of big space ones, right? Like, there's got to be a bell curve. At some point in the future, our technology on Earth will be comparable to the technology of Hubble in space.
Right.
Right? At some point, that's got to happen. And I guess the counterargument to that is, if we built another Hubble today, it would be X number of times better than old Hubble. But then if we just wait 20 years, we could have that technology on Earth and save $4 billion.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think space travel is getting less and less expensive with, you know, separate companies doing it.
Yeah, things are exploding,
though. Efficient ways.
So, You know?
But, I mean, the rocket fuel to get the fucking Hubble up into space back then was a lot more expensive. That's why it's $4 billion is the damn fuel.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's to pay all the people to write notepads,
yeah,
put pencils behind their ears and all that stuff.
Manpower, labor, and gasoline.
Menace, as it said, there's a point where we cannot see past anything, and Menace says, I'm not high enough to understand that. I will never understand how the universe works.
Yeah, I just need that, like, limitless zoom effect, you know, from the movie, just where it zooms in just continuously. I need that out in space.
Yeah, but the space is
out how to do
both
that.
Infinite and expanding. How's that work?
Dude, just get me to the edge.
There is no edge.
Edge of blackness.
There is no edge. It's infinite.
Which doesn't make any sense.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. How could it be getting bigger but also be infinite?
I don't know.
Bigger implies that there's an end.
Maybe everything's just growing. Like, we used to be like this big, but now we're
but
like
there's
this
still,
big.
But that implies there's an edge. This big, you're right. The edge is your hands.
Yeah, but like the space is
between.
Infinite. But all the things in the space could be getting bigger.
Let's just end. Yeah. My head. That hurt my head. What you just said hurt my head. I actually just got a headache. If we can launch telescopes, we could possibly send one into a black hole, and that's what I'm waiting for. But wouldn't the black hole suck in the radio waves that it was sending back?
Yeah, also we couldn't get those radio waves back with the distance that a black hole is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it wouldn't work, right? The edge expands with the new space like a balloon expands when you put it in the air.
Menace, don't try.
I'm going to need Menace to just give me some of his weed, because I'm just not, no, it's not going to work for me, bro. Because Acid said there's observable universe, and Avis, quit listening so hard, okay? Would you calm down?
A balloon.
All right, I'm going to come into your streams, I'm going to pick apart everything you say wrong, okay? But I won't, because you stream and I'm asleep, because I'm an old man. Radio waves aren't affected by gravity. What?
I think it's affected by distance, though.
Radio waves aren't affected by gravity?
She just said that's a lie. They are.
Can fire work with things that aren't oxygen?
Titan is technically made out of methane. Can we blow it up?
Dude, you just throw a cigarette.
Yep.
It just flips end over end.
Float it.
Ride into Titan.
Look away from it while it blows up.
What vape are you using, man?
I don't know. A white one?
He buys a cheap vape from a convenience store. And he's smoking Western flavor.
Ego.
Ego. Okay.
Ego A10, maybe. Or AIO. I don't know. All-in-one.
Oh, you see it.
It's an all-in-one.
Oh, you see that. It's an AIO, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lowercase. It's E-go. Like electronic go. AIO.
All-in-one. By Joytech. Joy-E-Tech.
Yeah. Only the best for you, man.
Straight from China.
Where'd you get that? A convenience store?
Big E's.
Oh, you got it at a vape shop?
Yeah.
Is that the place where the guy murdered the person? Or hired someone to kill his girlfriend?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good place to support.
Yeah, not bad. There's worse.
Is there?
Maybe.
I don't think there is. There what about Darth Vapes? Remember Darth Vapors?
No.
Yeah, man. There's one downtown. It's called Darth Vapors. It's all black building, and it's got Darth Vader's face paste on the side.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is that?
It's like 20 minutes away from here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I think Pinella used to go there, so. Badger says, I just bought Drag 2 that makes two flavors grape by Nasty and grab Salty Pink Panther. Bad Juju, why would we want something gross?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Don't vape. It's bad for you, okay? Quit smoking. Quit smoking. Okay? Acid, quit smoking. Menace, quit smoking. Bad Juju, quit smoking. It's bad for your lungs.
I'm going to keep going, though.
Okay.
Dude, look up more space shit, bro.
Can I just Google that?
Yeah, space shit, bro.
Okay. All right, so here's what we got.
Slam Jam.
Brope. Here's the number one image on Google. Right there.
What does that? 50-year-old space turds could be the key to helping NASA sustain life on other planets.
There you go, man.
What? They got a porta potty on the fucking moon.
Yeah, man, that's where the people pooped. That's where they poop, man. Yeah, you regret that?
That's on the site Bro Bible.
Bro Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to live on Earth anymore. You know, just sometimes. Some guy sat down and goes, it would be a good idea for me to invent the website Bro Bible. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to click it, aren't you?
Shut up, my guy.
I feel like I should give the last half of the show to you to just look at memes.
Yeah.
Do the PewDiePie meme review. Speaking of which, has Pinella made any things lately?
I don't know.
We should check.
I think he put up a podcast Friday.
Just check it out, man. I haven't seen it. I usually try to keep up with what he's doing, but I haven't lately. Oh my god, we could win, dude! Dude, he's got a contest! Let's check it out.
What is up, everybody? I am hosting my first ever official mixing competition.
Okay.
And it's for every...
I have no idea what he's about to say. I'm going to take a guess, and he's going to ask people to do his work for him for a prize that's not that cool.
Everybody that's watching this video right here. Vocals were provided by Young Eek. You might know him from live streams. You might know him from me just mixing his vocals. But he has
that's
a
live stream twice,
singy,
by the way.
Auto-tuney, reverb-y. You can do whatever the fuck you want with his vocals. Types.
Did he just say his voice as an adjective is singy?
Yeah.
Singy, auto-tuney, reverb-y.
Jesus. He's such a cringy shitbag.
Vocals. But he has a very singy,
he says singy as a description of his voice.
You can do whatever the fuck you want with his vocals type sound. And the winner of said competition will be able to choose from three different options of what you would like.
Oh, God.
You can either get a very detailed mixing critique from me. So anything that I...
He's going to critique your work as a prize?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, man.
I got no more left.
It's gone?
Yeah. It's not. It's about to be, though. Give.
I mean, it's fine if you want to save it for you, man. You need it more than me. Your life's horrible, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
I need a little extra for what we're going through right now. Remember, his prize is to critique your work. Imagine if I did that, be like, enter to win, me coming to your Twitch stream and saying what you're doing wrong. Like, could you imagine if that was a prize?
It'd be a bad prize. Like, you couldn't afford like a $50 Amazon gift card.
Right. Okay, let's continue. He's got two more prizes though, okay, so maybe they'll be good.
From me. So anything that I could think of from listening to one of your songs, what you could do better. You know, different recording place, different recording equipment, different
sounds
mixing
good so far.
Techniques,
promising,
whatever it may be.
Promising critiques right there.
Very detailed mixing critique.
What he just listed, by the way, is the things he's going to critique about your stuff. Where it is, what equipment you're using.
Yep.
A Skype call
with
me. You can talk about whatever. You can ask me any questions. You can pick my brain. I can listen to some of your songs, you know, hang out, whatever it may be.
I want to win this and then just call him and
Skype
start.
Call
yeah, we got to enter this, right?
Until I want to get off Skype.
Oh, until he's done. Okay.
No, but it will be at least about 15 minutes to 30 minutes, at least.
15 to 30 minutes talking with Tony P.
It might be longer. You never know.
If you win, do not select that option. Don't do it.
Wow, this guy. Jesus Christ.
No, but it will be at least 15 to 30 minutes of a Skype call. Or the third option, I will just straight up mix one of your songs. 100% free. Just pick any song that you have done. Send it to me just like you're going to get each.
That's the first thing he's offered that has a monetary
exactly
value.
How I require it. So it will work perfectly for you guys. Just drag and drop.
So why even
have
the critique option?
But
how about
when,
you just give it to him and then
three,
see what
so
he does. And then that's your critique.
Because more is better, man.
Mixing one of your songs 100% free.
More is better.
When you do hire me, which... The link for, or not hire me, I'm sorry, but for the link to get the song and download it so that way you guys can mix it, It can be on any DAW. It does not matter. You don't have to have Pro Tools. But everything is tracked out, all in WAV or MP3 files. I'm not sure exactly what he sent, because honestly, I have not looked at it yet. I just...
So he has... Someone sent him a song to mix.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, you guys can mix it, and the best one wins. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then as a prize, he'll mix one of your songs.
Mm-hmm.
But you just mixed a song for him.
Yeah, I really don't get this.
That's like David Fincher saying, person who edits my movie can get a free movie edited by me.
Why not just edit it himself?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If it's good enough for him to begin with, mm-hmm. then what is he going to improve upon your work? Like, if I did something similar to this, okay? Like, if I was to have a competition, well, I was like, make me an intro for my Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
And the prize is, I will make an intro for your Twitch. If you make an intro for me that's up to my standards, you can make an intro for you that would be just as good or better than what I could do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Am I crazy here?
No.
Okay. Okay, we still got 3 minutes left, man.
Is it all promotions from here on out?
But go to the link in the description. It'll bring you directly to it.
As said, no one's going to enter this.
Probably the only way I can really do it is that you have to kind of like purchase it in a way to where you add it to cart. It's a free item, so don't worry about that. It's just the only way I can do it, so that way you guys can just download it. So you'll probably have to add it to your cart and, you know, do a...
This is on his website, which I made for him. He didn't call me to add this. I'm so happy about it.
Check out, but it's not going to cost you anything, and you'll be able to directly download it from right there. That's the only way I can really set it up. So
why couldn't he just put a link?
Then once you're done, make sure that you do email it to me at nuovoofficial@gmail.com. That's also in the description, so that way you don't forget it. Just send me the MP3 or WAV file. Doesn't matter which one you send. It can be MP3 or WAV. And all of your credentials, I guess. I can't think of the exact word.
Why wouldn't he write it down?
All of your
information. What are you going to say?
To where,
why wouldn't he write it down?
Address and shit like that.
Just write it down.
I'm not going
to fucking
stop.
How much work is it to write down what you need?
All of your
contest.
You know,
your stage
name, your social media presence, all of that. Because the winner, I will shout out.
He's going to shout you out, man.
Specific YouTube video. And it'll be a big announcement. You have until the end of the month. So it's almost June. So you have to the end of June. So June 30th to get your songs into me. I will listen to all of them.
Dude, let's mix your rap, dude.
On which one is
let's
the
mix
best.
Your rap, dude.
And I will make a public video announcing who the winner is. So make sure you do have all of your information that you do want me to shout out. So your social media handles, your SoundCloud, all of that good stuff. And
no, man, we still got a minute left.
Of winning a mix critique.
We still got a minute.
I just wondered how
Skype
many
call
subs
or
he's
me
got.
Just mixing your song straight up for you.
11,000.
It's not bad. This one. You can't cash in on this song, me mixing it, because obviously that's cheating. But it's Young Eek. Remember, you're mixing for me and what I like best, so do a lot of weird shit, all right? That's my one tip for you guys all doing this great thing that I've never done before, so I don't know how it's gonna go, but hopefully
I want that in a transcript, that sentence. What he just said, I want it written down.
Dude, he's like panicking or something. I don't know what's happening.
One tip for you guys all doing this great thing that I've never done before, so I don't know how it's gonna go, but hopefully it goes well. And I wish you guys all the best luck. Don't forget, I like weird shit. That's a big hint on what you
just
should
send a horse
do with the song.
Just making love to a dune buggy.
Send it to me.
Like,
nuofficial
at
gmail.com. Click the link in the description to download the song. I love you guys, and I will see you in the next video.
Peace. Yeah, Navy. It's like, why wouldn't he write it? He could have planned this.
No, that's the thing, guys. He's lazy as shit. He doesn't edit.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Yeah, no, he doesn't
it's
care.
It's just out.
Well, that's why he's having you do. His competition is, hey, you do my work for me.
He didn't say that he was going to give it to the guy as a finalized product.
He's going to give it to the guy as a finalized product. Yeah, he did a podcast, man. He did it. You're right. He did it, man. He's still doing stuff. He did phone in the thumbnails, though.
Yeah.
On this one. He.
Yeah, I just noticed that, too.
Yeah,
he just gave up on the thumbnail.
He did forget the thumbnail. Okay, I definitely don't have enough time, and I don't hate myself enough to go in and watch this podcast, but he's wearing the same shirt. I bet you.
Oh, yeah, it's the same thing.
I bet you $100 that during that podcast,
he was like, I shouldn't have a competition.
He thinks of the idea. I guarantee that's what happened.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
And then he remakes the video right afterwards.
That might be what happens. That might be.
I really want to watch it, but it's an hour and long. I won't get that time back, dude.
There's no way.
I could use that time so much better on other things. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you that's what happened.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. Yeah. All right, well, that's what he's up to, so. We need more friends to roast, dude. You got anybody we can roast?
Nobody does anything online.
No. Acid, there's nothing to roast about you. Also, we do kind of roast you. I made, like, did you see the new icon for our group chat? So, a couple, we've been, the last few Saturday nights, we've been playing, like, games and stuff, like party games,
mm-hmm.
on Discord with a few people, and Acid is one of them. And last night when we were playing Jackbox, her husband keeps sending me embarrassing photos of her in private messages. And it's like he's sitting right behind her. And I'm just getting pictures of her face, like bad Snapchat photos.
That's funny.
You know, speaking of which, can we please share what we look like as women?
Did I send them to you already?
No!
I thought I did.
We never did it. Put it in the chat, man. Put it in the Discord. We've never shared these. What we looked like as women. We've had these for like 3 weeks. We never got to it. What I look like as a woman, and what Colby looks like as a woman. I would like to say they're going to shock you, but they won't at all. Because I look pretty much the same. Colby looks a little different. Are they uploading? Oh, Jesus. They're worse than I remember. they're worse than I remember. Oh, sweet God. Okay, so here's Colby. Did you have to make duck lips for it?
No, it's not duck lips.
What would you call that?
That's like a smirk? I'd say a smirk.
You know what it is about this? You have, like, big anime eyes.
I'm hot. I know. That was
you
also,
look like Alita Battle Angel.
That was also full facial hair on me too. It blocked it out. Now I shaved.
That is messed up, dude. Here's this one. This one's even more horrifying. This one's gonna break the internet as soon as it loads.
Good Lord! Jesus.
Did you do another one?
They're so bad, man.
I tried to do one yesterday. My phone crashes every time I tried to load it. It's so embarrassing.
They're so bad.
Can it load, please? You look depressed in this one, man. Why aren't they loading? We broke Discord. Look at it. It's not loading. We broke it. There it is. This is just now.
I was trying to be sultry.
Take it back. Dude, look at this hair.
That's the actual hair.
I know, it like defies physics.
That's hilarious.
And then here's me.
You look like a lady who would ask for the manager in the restaurant.
Yes, my soup was just too hot. Yeah. That is not okay, man.
Oh God! That's
oh
horrible.
My God! That is.
You should do a show, an entire show as the Snapchat filter female version of you. You should figure out how that works.
You know, tomorrow I got to do a show in makeup and a wig.
Why?
Because I made a stupid bet that if I made $200 in bits over a week, I would do an entire show in makeup and a wig.
You're becoming Pinella, you know that, right? That's why I got dressed up in a dress. You're Pinella.
Why would you say that to me?
Dude, you're Pinella.
I've been telling everybody that I'm just not going to do a show tomorrow, just not streaming tomorrow. But in reality, I'm going to be doing one, and I'm going to be wearing a wig and makeup.
When did you say that, Fresh? What, like literally just now?
He didn't see that, Fresh. He doesn't know how Discord works.
He literally put that right after I uploaded him. Oh, God. That's funny. I actually didn't read it.
No,
he
doesn't read
it. I saw
there
was a comment, but I didn't read it.
Colby can't steal because he doesn't acknowledge anyone else's
existence. But that's how accurate that photo is that multiple people thought that immediately.
Dude, Bad Juju, I bet you look glorious, too. Acid says I look like a lady named Karen who is beautiful on the inside. Look at me. What do you mean, on the inside? You say I'm not beautiful on the outside? She just called woman me ugly. That's what just happened.
Well, is she wrong, though?
No, she's not wrong, 100%. Yeah. Yeah, that is. That's something, man.
I want to see Rin with that filter on.
Oh, my God.
Do you think it tries to put dark hair on him?
I don't know.
Do you think it goes based off the hair color in the photo?
Well, it's like you can see, like, right here, it's kind of semi-transparent.
Yeah.
Like, so I would imagine it, like, layers on and just, like, adapts whatever color your hair is.
Because
like, it also got rid of my bangs. Like, you can see my bangs were mm-hmm. here.
You hear the trans community is not so happy with these filters.
Why?
Because it's like there's only two genders or something like that.
Well, you're feminine or masculine, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, why can't things just be what they are, you know?
I think people were making fun of people for looking like a dude's a chick. And then they're like, well, a dude can be a chick if he wants or something.
People need to calm down.
Yes.
Relax.
Yes, yes.
Relax, okay?
Well, that was fun.
I look better as a woman, for the record.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Me too.
Mm.
No?
No.
You wouldn't do the battle angel eyes?
I needed to pan down before I really know what
I'm doing. I do have a shirtless one. It's a little more confusing.
Let me look at it. You gotta share it. You can't just say that and not share it.
It's a little bit more confusing.
Oh, I regret it. Oh, I regret everything.
Yeah, man.
Oh, Jesus.
You can't tell if those are boobs or not. You can't tell.
Can we share that? Well, you know, if you could say no.
No, I'll keep that one for me. I'll keep it for me. Eh, fuck it. I'll just say somebody photoshopped it if I ever get in a particular. Which one's worse?
The one second with one my you hand? Showed me. This one is worse. The okay. I think that one's the one to share. I don't know if worse or better is the. I don't know if that's the arbiter for what you should do, but. Oh my God. It's not loading. We're breaking Discord by uploading these horrific photos.
But. They're brand new. It's processing. Calm down.
Okay, man.
We're not breaking shit. This is just how the internet works.
It's literally an image of a turd on the screen.
So it didn't work? That's God saying that you don't need to see it. What do you do, man?
I don't know.
Is it in the Discord?
Or service unavailable. Oh, there it is. Okay, it worked.
Oh.
Yep, that's... You got some manly shoulder blades. I think that
just a bit.
Yeah,
man.
if we softened these shadows up a bit right here, I think it would be. But yeah, that looks like a boob's hanging out.
Yeah, man.
That look like here. Let me try to get rid of our overlay. Let's get rid of our overlay. Like this is.
That's just the little that, tiny boob.
It looks like a boob's hanging out. Yeah, yeah, that's like that's like near areola. Yeah, yeah.
Has anybody tried this filter with, like a shirtless body?
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of memes.
You think it adds boobs on?
No. You mean with like boobs out? No, no way.
That's something to do.
No, no way. I don't think so. That would be way too inappropriate. Oh, don't you know, as Americans, that boobs are the devil? If you see boobs, you are corrupted.
Sure.
It's true, man.
Yeah.
It's true.
I did. I'd love to be a woman.
Dude, I would love to be a woman as well.
Be so much.
But we say that because we don't really know.
Yeah, for sure.
Balls are really inconvenient. But
so
you know,
is bleeding.
Yeah,
every month,
that's
though.
Pretty inconvenient too. Let's just, you know what we can all come together on?
Mm. Oh man, it just gets me.
Human
rock hard.
Just humanity is the worst. Yeah, humanity is just the worst. Sam, one whole year of Subarinos. Look at that.
Subarinos.
Look at that.
It's pretty crazy, man.
Bad Juju, you're not into women, okay? It's a difference. Also, dongs corrupt our children too, okay? What's up, Sam? How you doing, man? You missed this, Sam? Sir, this is Colby's new girlfriend.
Her name's Felicia.
Yeah, Felicia, right there.
Felicia.
Yeah, you like it? What'd you think? Well, scale of 1 to 10, Sam, would you date? Bet he would.
Yeah.
What about Karen?
Yeah, man, you look good. Take off the glasses and try it again.
No. It's going to be worse.
No, I think it will be better. I want to see if it gives you anime eyes. I want to see. God, that photo. Jesus Christ. Yeah, see? You look better.
I look horrific.
Look at that. That looks so much better. You know, you look purtier when you take your glasses off.
I look dirtier? Is that what you said?
Purtier.
Oh.
Oh, Christ. Dude, that's a great photo. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God, dude. This is...
I want to take a picture of a blonde person to see if the hair turns blonde.
Every person we know is brunette.
I know.
Every single one of them.
What the fuck's up with that, man? Are we sexist? Harassed? We harassed?
I think we have a type.
Yeah.
All right, so have you ever dated someone who's not brunette?
Yeah.
Dark-haired? You ever dated a blonde-haired person?
Yeah. Well, it depends what you consider blonde. You mean dyeing it? Like, I mean, it was blonde for a little bit of time. But
yeah, I think that counts.
Back, then yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long did you date them?
It was the most recent ex. She had blonde hair for a while.
She did not!
Yeah. Yeah.
She did not!
Uh-huh.
That's what I thought he was going to say too, Davis. She did not.
Did too, bro. God, it's depressing when the fucking champagne runs out of there.
She did not!
God, yes, she did.
When?
Fucking bitch.
End, beginning, or middle?
I don't know. I can't remember.
How can I trust you to know it happened at all?
It happened.
Is it because you hated it?
Hated what?
The blonde hair.
I mean, I'm not a fan of blonde, really. I'm a brunette guy.
So you remember it happened because you didn't like that it happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she was blonde when I met her. It was like a dirty blonde.
I don't remember, dude.
Yeah, man. You ever dated a blonde chick? No.
No! I've been with two women in my life, and I married them both.
It's depressing.
It is. My life's horrible.
I take your advice on so many things. Yet
not that.
The case,
don't do that.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You don't take my advice on love?
No.
You don't take. What else do you take my advice on?
I don't know. Career?
I mean,
mentality?
Your
life
career's
expectancy?
Pretty good.
I don't know.
Life expectancy is just low.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think you figured that one out without any help from me.
Yeah, no, I think it was because of you directly.
I mean, it probably is. Your negative outlook on life is probably derived from me. But
oh, yeah.
I mean,
no,
it
was there to start.
I mean, have I really showed you that life could be good?
No.
Oh, my God, I like that you thought about it. And then you gave me the right answer. Yeah. Oh my god, dude, that is hysterical. Okay, all right. All right, let's end the show, man.
All right.
It's over. We're done. We're done. There's nothing else to talk about. It's the end of the show. Guys, I think here's the plan, okay? Thursday, we're going to do a regular show. Colby is playing Spider-Man afterwards because he's picking this week.
That's right.
Okay. Sunday, I guess we plan on doing an hour and then watching Xbox. Is that what we should do?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do a shorter actual episode on Sunday, and then the Xbox E3 conference will happen halfway through. So it's 4 p.m. Eastern. What will that be? 7 p.m. Central European. We'll stop the show, and we'll watch the E3 stuff. Okay? And then Thursday, final Thursday show for 2 weeks, I think. Maybe a week? A week. Final Thursday show for a week. Sunday, full recap of my wedding, Colby's speech, everything that happened. It will not be that exciting.
I'm going to do a fucking 20-second speech.
That's fine, man. You do whatever you need to do.
That's great, man. Hope his love lasts forever. Known him since I was 15. Regret it every day. Here's to Seth and Chris.
But see, you keep blowing it because now you can't use it because we just heard it.
Sucks. That's the one I'm using.
Regret it every day.
Regret it
every
day.
So we'll have a show 2 weeks from today, but that will be the last Sunday show for a week. We're going to take a week off in 2 weeks because I'm going to be on my honeymoon. Lazy. Thank you, Bad Juju, for the 100 bits, man. Appreciate that, dude.
Lazy sack of shit.
Whatever, dude. Okay, you ain't going to be here. You're so happy for that time off. I am streaming tomorrow, Sam. I mean, I'm not. No, don't come tomorrow. Streaming Tuesday. That's the first day I'm streaming next week.
He's streaming tomorrow, and it's going to be in a wig and makeup.
God. Nope. That's a lie.
It's not.
It's Tuesday.
It's not.
Tuesday, all right? So make sure you stop by Tuesday, not tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Everybody, tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow. So, that's the schedule. So I'm getting married a little less than 2 weeks, 13 days from today, I'm getting married. So not next weekend, but the one after, I'll be getting married. But we're going to do a Sunday show that weekend, and then the Monday I leave for my honeymoon, so we'll miss a Thursday and a Sunday show. So that's what's working. And then next week, going to cover E3 a little bit during the show. So that's the plan. Sound good, man?
Yeah, sounds fantastic.
You excited? I mean, I'm guessing you're excited about playing Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So at least you'll have that, you know? And then
actually, I'm not. Do you have all the saved information from when you played it?
You can play on my account if you want to play a full done game. Because just swing.
That would be preferable. I don't want to play the fucking goddamn Shockwave guy at the beginning.
Shockwave guy.
The guy with the yellow things in it. Shocks you. Shockwave.
What if you fight Fisk at the beginning?
Anywho, I'd rather just beat up people.
Okay. All right. I'll just let you play on my save.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Sounds great.
You sure you wouldn't rather? How about you rent it on Wednesday and I'll beat Fisk for you?
No, it's not Fisk. It's the guy with the shocky
hands.
It's
Fisk, man.
I don't care. The guy with the shocky hands. The one that was in the E3 demo.
That's like halfway through the game,
no,
man.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's right at the beginning.
No, it's not.
I remember watching you play it right at the fucking beginning.
Swear to God.
Well, not like the fucking first goddamn thing.
Now we're backpedaling.
It'd be in the first 2 hours.
No, man.
Yeah.
No, man.
Yeah, man. What's Rage 2?
That's a fun game, too.
That's a game?
That's a game, yeah. What do you think? It is a movie I played?
I thought it was a compilation of you raging out.
Well, that exists on YouTube, too. Okay, part one. Literally, what's happening? Maybe. No, I'm fighting Fisk. Why doesn't it load? Forget it.
Forget it.
You can play on my account. I don't care. Okay? I have 100% game file. All right? There's still plenty of people to beat up. It'll be fine. Guys, thanks for being here, hanging out, watching the show. We gave you the schedule a little bit ago. I'm not going to repeat it. All right? Your foreheads, thanks for being here. Sam, thanks for the resub. April, Bad Juju, thank you for the bits today.
Yeah.
Menace, thank you for the raid. Appreciate it, guys. All the support. We'll be back Thursday with a new episode, 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central European, where Colby will play Spider-Man after we do 1 hour stuff. Everything's at SethandColby.com, including all the videos on demand of our past 183 episodes. All the audio is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. All the merch is at SethandColbe.com. All the social media links are at SethandColbe.com. It's pretty easy to figure
just
out.
Just the website.
Just go there, okay? And then twitch.tv/SethandColbe is where you can watch us live twice a week. All right? Thank you guys for being here, hanging out. We hope you have a good Sunday. What's that?
Do not
stop by twitch.tv/ZSwigs tomorrow.
Do it.
I'm off stream. I'll be back Tuesday. No, don't do it. So anyway, guys, we'll see you on Thursday. Thanks for hanging out. We love you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great one. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.